Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big news of the week, obviously, is that the Braves will be in search of a new manager. The Brian Snitker era has come to an end, and someone else will be in charge for the first time in almost a decade. So we'll get Grant's thoughts on all of that. Obviously, some sort of Snit reflection, and then also maybe what this team needs manager-wise. We'll get there, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. Nope, not on.
Put a new condom on, sir. On the microphone, because I got my other one just ripped off.
You don't have to call it that.
That's what everybody's always called it.
What do you even call it? The other term's bad too.
Yes, I don't like saying that one.
A mic muff.
I don't like saying that. That sounds soft. No, that sounds soft.
Can we have a better third term?
Yeah.
It's like the mic cover. Can we just call it a mic cover?
That's a mic cover. Yeah. So I don't raw dog mics like you.
Fair enough.
They put a new one, and it's amazing that you, like, when they changed out your microphone, and you sit here and told me, you like, that thing was so disgusting and so nasty.
It was so gross.
Yet you continue to put your face in front of it.
Yeah, I wasn't touching it.
But still, like, you're so close to it.
You think it was going
to
jump on me?
Like, you're putting your spit in the mic.
I know. It is. I should get, now that there's a new microphone,
yes.
I should get a mic cover.
You're right.
I should get one.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't use one before, because I was like, who cares?
Right.
This says John Fricke's Nicorette spit all over it for the last decade. Like, this thing's wrecked.
Right.
I will say this. When they switched it, I didn't notice. I could hear it.
Right.
Remember that day? I thought I was like sick. I was like, you guys hear this? And they're like, no, we can't hear it. I was like, oh, everything sounds different.
Yeah, the mic got cleared out.
The mic. They put a mic on here that wasn't covered in some toxic film.
Yeah, man.
No, you're right. I should get one. I should cover up.
Yes.
I should protect everybody from whatever it is that I'm bringing to the table. Practice safe radio. I think that's what I should be doing.
How about this? Xavier Watts, defensive NFL defensive rookie of the month.
Hell yeah.
Good for you, bro.
That's phenomenal.
The Falcons just tweeted that out. So how about that?
Defensive rookie of the month.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful.
Good for him.
I saw Abe was telling me the other day, and I don't know who else would be on this, and it's still so early, but his odds jumped up to like top five for defensive rookie of the year. Which he hadn't been ranked before, which makes sense.
I didn't hear you go. I'm sorry.
His odds for defensive rookie of the year are now like top five.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. I mean, he's a hell of a player. He's only going to get better.
He was a third round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, good for him.
Well done.
Good for him.
Well done.
Player of the month.
All right. Well, that's perfect segue to get into an NFL no huddle.
him and a Rams rookie. That's not a Rams rookie. The Rams player of the month, Byron Young.
Okay.
That man had 5 sacks this month, 7 tackles for loss, and a forced fumble.
Dang.
Damn. Talk about drafting right.
That's a hell of a month.
Talk about drafting right.
Byron Young?
Yes.
How many people even heard of that guy?
I never heard of him until I looked at the screen.
That's incredible. Yeah, man, the Rams are very good at drafting defensive players.
Goodness gracious.
All right, week 5 kicks off tonight, 49ers, Rams. 49ers are banged up. Rams are at home, favored by almost 10 points. I hope it's a good one. I mean, we'll be watching it.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to be an ugly fast.
I know, I think so too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an ugly
fast. Just hand it to McCaffrey a lot for.
Yeah, I mean, for they're going to.
For our sake.
They're going to have to. McCaffrey's going to have to catch it, run it, maybe throw it a couple times. In order for them to do anything offensive.
Hell yeah.
Because they don't have nobody.
Throw some passes.
They don't have nobody, and Mac Jones is the quarterback.
Who was it that ran a fake flea flicker last week? Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Handed it to the receiver. Was it the – I don't remember. Anyway, handed it to the running back. He went like he was going to pitch it back to the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Everybody bit. He kept it, ran for like 15 yards. You know, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Now,
anyway, I don't know who did it. So, okay. All right. Here's Dylan Gabriel, who's going to be the starter for the Browns on Sunday, talking about it.
From the beginning, it's the moment you look forward to as a competitor. But, you know, it's part of my job, you know, to be ready, to be that, you know, sense of hope for everyone to continue to be better and come together and create momentum for each other. So excited for that, but just also extremely focused at doing my job at a high level.
So that's what Dylan Gabriel sounds like. He'll be the second starter of the year for the Browns. I have no doubt that at some point someone else will start for the Browns this year as well.
Sure.
It'll probably be Shedeur Sanders.
Sure.
No, I'm not sure. Okay. But I said I have no doubt. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Nah.
You think he just does it the rest of the year?
That's a feeling I have.
13 more games?
That's a feeling I have.
With Dylan Gabriel?
That's what I feel I have.
How come?
I don't know. I don't know. I think Dylan Gabriel's going to be good enough to keep Shedeur off the field.
Okay.
I think he's good enough. Now, I ain't going to win or anything. But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be – they're going to have –
he's a little fella.
He's small as hell. But they drafted in the third round for a reason, you know. And so I'm just surprised at the whole angst of why is he starting. He's been the second quarterback all year long. That's why he's starting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't elevate 3-1.
Nope.
You know, it's a process to these things. But, yeah, if I'm a defensive player, I'm like, cool. Because we are the best defense in football – and we can't score no damn game. We can't score no damn points.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur, I kind of felt similarly as far as, like, they're both really accurate passers.
Mm-hmm.
They both make good decisions as far as not putting the ball into harm's way,
right,
like turnover-wise. And with a defense as good as they have, that's kind of what
that's
they need.
That's
kind of
what you gotta
do. You know? Like, I think both of those guys are well-suited to be a quarterback in a super conservative offense, which is what I think that they want to do.
Yep. And then,
look, Flacco's, you know,
and then
Flacco's had an incredible career, but he's old.
Yeah.
Like, good for him for going and getting a couple extra million from the Browns for this year, which is great. But it was never, you know, there was never any future with him at quarterback. They're playing in London. At least it'll be over early.
Yeah, they're going over there.
They're playing the Vikings.
He's been over there already. He's been over there a whole week because they were in Ireland last week. Just get the ball to Junkins. Get the ball to Junkins and Sampson and those dudes and try to minimize as many times he got to throw the football. Because he got guys. And Joku can ball.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy is nice. They went and got the boy out of Texas. So, I mean, you got weapons for him, but they got to do something offensively to help this defense out. Because Myles Garrett and them are playing their ass off.
Yeah, no, they are. They're playing – I mean, they held the Packers to 10.
They are playing.
They won that game. They're doing their best to stay in games. Anyway, all right. Here's Travis Kelce talking about A.J. Brown being frustrated.
You're 4-0, boss. Come on, man. It's frustrating for A.J. right now, clearly, because he's going to social media to let everybody know how frustrated he is. And where I show my frustration is when we're not rolling as an offense. And I think it's frustration. It's the desire to get it fixed.
Yep.
It's also really hard for me to get mad when we're winning. I think I don't find that energy or that feeling in me if we're winning, if we're having success, if we're putting up points, if we're winning football games.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with AJ,
I get it now.
I get it. I understand why AJ's frustrated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who the hell is the play caller? Because When you start talking about him, whoever calls the plays for Philadelphia, because it's no creativity in it. Remember we talking to Stink yesterday. Like, Jalen Hurts is so not want to throw interceptions.
Yeah, they're very risk averse
yes,
right now.
They are lacking in the part where they can't run the football.
Exactly.
Becton, like, without Becton, right. Dickerson's still banged exactly. up. Lane Johnson's all exactly. banged up.
You can be like that when you have Saquon rushing for 2,000 yards.
But he's not.
No, his yard per carry average is almost half of what it was last year at this point.
Yes.
So the line's not the same, so the running game's not the same, so the passing game probably needs to pick up some of the slack.
And they can't.
But they're not doing
that.
They're
not, because they don't do anything creative. Right. Right. Like, A.J. Brown runs takeoffs, nine stops, slants, and if he gets an off-coverage, he'll run a bang eight. That's not enough when you're talking about one of the best receivers in football. This is on the play caller. Why don't you put him somewhere else? He's always lined up in an X receiver. Put him inside. He's a big-ass dude. Mm-hmm. Now, this weekend, they got the Broncos. And they're going to put Pat, they're going to put Lil Pat on him. The way the Broncos play defense, man, Philly might get beat this weekend.
Yeah, because that's been the kind of the safety net in all these arguments is, well, they're undefeated.
Yes.
Well, they win.
They win.
Yeah, that's true, but they're close to not.
Yeah.
And if they play a team that's as good as the Broncos are defensively, maybe they won't. And, you know, all right, if you're one reception for eight yards in a win, people say, well, you won, so you shouldn't say anything. All right, so if they lose by a field
can he say
goal?
Something, like, can, he, if they lose,
can he say something
if,
now?
Yeah, if they lose this weekend, right. Can he say something?
Right. Had those games that were just razor-thin margin slightly gone the other way, would he have been allowed to say something? I think it's okay to I don't know. I think it's okay to be frustrated. I also think it's really easy to not bring that attention into the building and onto yourself. Like, you don't have to tweet
But that's my thing. It's like we said it yesterday. Like, you know that you're going to get asked about it.
Exactly.
You know, I mean.
It just seems so easy to.
Just not do it.
But then also at the same time, like, criticize people for going the boring route. He's not being boring.
Yeah.
Something for people to talk about. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
So there you go. I guess we're part of the problem. Zach Taylor on whether or not they're going to bring another quarterback to Cincinnati.
I don't. I think with every position, we're always assessing. That's Duke's job. That's the personnel department. They do a great job of that, presenting us options when Joe went down of other guys we can bring in the room as well. So we thoroughly exhaust that. I've got a ton of confidence in Jake. I'm unwavering in that. I've seen the best of Jake. I know that we can do a great job supporting him to where he can go win games for us. So I feel extremely confident in Jake Brown.
You know who don't have no confidence in him? He was on the sideline looking at you like, hey, dog.
Jamar Chase.
What's the problem? What is the problem?
Yeah, I also don't.
Yeah.
I also don't.
I mean, you got to say those things.
Yeah, you do. You have to say that. We can also say that in the last two games that he's been the starter, they've gotten beat 76-13.
Ooh.
That's a fact.
Damn.
So they say the right thing. We say the true thing.
The obvious thing.
Which is that their quarterback play is not good enough to win games.
Hell, they
with how bad their defense
enough.
Is. You're right about that.
Goodness,
but it'd be a lot
easier.
A lot more possible if you had a better quarterback. But here's the thing. Quarterback got hurt. What are you going to do?
With the Falcons off this Sunday, we have a NFL triple header coming up on Sports Radio 99. The game, it starts at 9:15 a.m. on Sunday with the Vikings taking on the Browns over London. We just talked about that. After that, Cowboys at the Jets. Can the Jets get their first win? Followed by the Lions and the Bengals. We just talked about that. It is all brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com. Three big NFL games all day Sunday on Sports Radio.
That was not, we did not know that those are the three games that were going to be on this weekend when we spent the whole NFL in the huddle talking bad about all those teams.
did not realize that.
We were kidding. You should listen.
No, listen to it.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I mean, the broadcasts are going to be great. Westwood One?
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Iron Eagle?
Probably.
Is Big Voice guy going to be on there?
Iron Eagle's on TV now.
I don't know.
Him and J.J. Watt. That was good the other day. Maybe Kevin Harlan?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I just want to hear the Big Voice.
Big
Voice.
Westwood One. You're listening.
For the National Football League.
I saw that guy one time. When I was at the Super Bowl, Westwood One had this whole conference room where they did all their stuff, and he was doing, like, recording all the imaging. Not what you would expect. Not what you would expect. Big Voice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.